it's now late in the evening here in Cairo, and the situation has calmed down considerably. There's still a few hundred people out on the street. It is a markedly different situation to the one that we arrived in earlier today. As you have seen by now, the place really went off this afternoon. Pro-Mubarak supporters came into Tahrir Square on horses and on camels to begin with, whipping the anti-Mubarak supporters. That then caused a massive riot, with both sides throwing bricks, Molotov cocktails at each other, and all the while the army just stood by. This is after yesterday, the day before was a carnival atmosphere in Tahrir Square, and today it's been a scene of carnage, with the police just looking on. And the suggestion today is that some of these people that were leading these pro-government protests, that were attacking the anti-government protesters, may have been police, and that some of them were paid to take part in the situation. Perhaps one of the scariest things for people like me is that the media has become a target. When we drove into the city this afternoon, our car was surrounded and rocked and banging on the windows, and the people that were screaming at us, these were pro-Mubarak supporters, they were screaming at us to leave the country. They don't like the fact that the international media has descended here and is sending out these essentially pictures and stories that does not make Mubarak look good. Now, a whole number of journalists, we're staying at the main journalist hotel, and when we finally got into the hotel, thanks to a bit of bravery from our taxi driver, we just saw streams of reporters coming through who had been beaten up, who bloodied heads, you know, covered in dirt, having been knocked to the ground and kicked around. My colleague Amos Roberts from Dateline, I believe, is still sheltering in a building nearby the hotel because it was too dangerous for him to get back to the hotel. He's had his camera smashed up. One of the ABC crews here has lost their camera. One of the reporters lost their wallet, their passport. It has been an incredibly dangerous situation, not just for the protesters there today, but for those of us in the media who are trying to cover this.
And all the while, the police are really nowhere to be seen. Is that right? It's just the army on the streets, also not acting.
The army is on the streets, but they have been standing by in the same way as they stood by and didn't intervene on behalf of President Mubarak. They have stood by today and haven't intervened on behalf of the protesters who've been getting beaten up. I don't know how much longer that situation can continue for, because Egypt will not want these scenes of chaos to continue for that much longer. So, and the army has put out a rather ominous warning today. They said, they have said to the protesters, look, you have achieved your aim. You said that you wanted change. You said that you wanted Mubarak to stand down. He's agreed to stand down later on this year. Change is coming. Get off the streets. Now, that is being interpreted as a warning that the army may move to force them off the streets if they don't remove themselves.